Yeah, it's March 26th. We are somewhere in the corona pandemic. How do you experience the situation at the moment?
Yeah, well, facing the corona pandemic, I think the situation is a turning point not only for modern history or Western history, in which we are forced to reevaluate the value of solidarity and also collectivity. Mm. But it's also in a turning point in my professional life, actually. Mm. As you know, I'm working as a leadership consultant, moderator, and keynote speaker, and I'm working with groups in a room. And I'm not only selling intellectual inspiration, but also in an emotional and motivational experience in a certain and defined room time setting. Mm. And for this, I'm faced with an existential threat as a freelancer. Mm. And so for this, I'm thinking a lot of the French existentialists like Paul Sartre and Albert Camus, who claim that in the face of death, we are free to choose. Mm. And this freedom of choice releases an unexpected and, for me, an unknown energy and also a sense of meaning in this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, thanks. If you look at, I think it's a special situation for many people. If you look at your life or the society, is there anything you see more clearly, or anything that you learn at the moment about yourself or the society?
Yeah, absolutely. I learn a lot. As I already mentioned, I said that I experience a sense of meaning, and this is not in an abstract way, but it's in a way in which I rearrange my priorities, and in which I ask myself if anyone in this world would do the same job as I do, would that be a good world? And I learn in this question a lot of myself, and I ask myself, who am I in this world? And I also find myself being more courageous and to speak my point of view in a quite more bold way. Mm. And I have the courage to be more focused on things that really matters, I think. Or to quote Britney Spears, I'm stronger than yesterday.
Okay, nice.
Yes, but I also learn a lot of society in these days, actually. Mm-hmm. In my social or in my professional environment, I see two groups. And these two groups seem to be more separating from each other. On the one hand, I have a group of people who are quite bored in these days, who have trouble to organize themselves, who are happy to spend time with their families, who are happy to spend time doing things the daily hazards wouldn't allow, or enjoy the calmness and the slowdown. Mm. And on the other hand, there are people in my environment who take this economic crisis very seriously and who are responsible for a lot of employees, who are leaders, who are worried about the future of the companies. I have the families working in agriculture who's very very worried about the thing that perhaps they become ill and there is no one helping out. Mm. And especially in small and medium sized enterprises, I think there are people who are very worried. And so I think there is a separation of society, actually. There's a gap, there's a divide between different economical sectors and we are in a time where we speak a lot of solidarity, but I think the gap is getting bigger, and we should building bridges if we want to be to become close.
Thanks. So now maybe a little bit of shift or a shift of perspective I want to invite you to. So we look now at the present. If you think ahead and imagine a time in which we learned to live with that particular virus, so to say that this is not so much in the focus and not impacting our daily life so much. When you look at yourself or your life or society, what do you want less of and what do you want more of?
I would like to stay more focused on the things that really matters. I would like to do more things that's helping out others and makes differences in the world. And to realize that, I need to stay away from all the things that don't. And that's the point.
Mm-hmm. So stay away from things that take your focus away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think if it's not the time for these questions, I don't know when the time should be to think about this.
Yeah. Okay. So, and thinking of a time, and there's this saying that a crisis has a lot of potential for transformation, I think, both in a negative sense or in a positive sense. And I also know that this means different things to different people. But if you would allow yourself to dream that this crisis has a somewhat positive impact for your life or society, or what would be your wildest dream of this positive impact? What don't you even maybe dare to dream normally? What would be your wildest dream?
My wildest dream would be that perhaps if we go out to the streets again and go back to work, that we look each other in the eye and say each other, hey, there are things I don't like about you. We have differences, but despite these differences, I missed you and I will care for you.
Mm. Beautiful. Yeah.
That's it.
Thank you.